Project R by Samuel A. Mayo.
What? Like a monster? Seriously, that's kid stuff.
Shut up, Adam. You don't know everything.
No, but in this case, Adam is right, said a new voice from farther down the stairs. It belonged to Kenko, the lead scaver. She was slightly taller than Adam, about as thin and all muscle.
Remember Ken's story if you ever go out there, Johnny. If he had stayed closer to the group and used his comms properly, he might have survived.
Sorry, said Johnny. I get nervous every time you guys open up another door. We don't know what's going to be there. They never did find what killed him, did they?
No, but most likely he triggered an old security system.
Don't worry, big guy, said Adam with a wink. If we do find any monsters, I'll make sure they go for the food first and not you.
The Coming Cyber War by Mark Crudgington.
Cyber breaches, massive thefts of digitally stored data, ransoms of millions of dollars over digital databases and operational access are all more frequently the subject of media coverage than ever. However, I also find that people in leadership roles don't know the scope of risks of their internet-facing information. If the organization's leaders do not understand the scope of risk to their data and information, their intellectual property, their customer databases, their internet-facing transactional security are faced with, they cannot move to mediate or eliminate those risks. This is my call to business owners, C-suite executives, board directors, government, and community leadership to expand your education on cyber risks, cyber defenses, and cybersecurity programs. The cyber war is upon us, and we need to suit up.
Egyptian Mythology by Roberts Parisi.
Egyptian mythology is a belief structure and a type of ancient Egyptian culture that has been around since about 4000 BCE. You can find evidence about this by paintings in tombs and their burial practices. This ancient culture was around until Cleopatra VII died in 30 BCE. She was the last ruler of Egypt's Ptolemaic dynasty. All the aspects of ancient Egyptian life were created from stories related to the world's creation, and the gods were sustaining that world. Egypt's religion went on to influence other cultures by transmitting them through their trade routes. They became extremely widespread after they opened the Silk Road in 130 BCE, since the city of Alexandria was one of their most important commercial centers.
A Forgotten Evil by Sheldon Russell.
Nothing would ever again be the same. The stink of moss and fish churned from the shallows as the Bell struggled into the mighty Ohio, caught in its power and current. Caleb turned again to his shovel. Bod Moss reached out for his makings and dabbed at the perspiration on his forehead with his shirt sleeve. No matter how hot or miserable, he wore his sleeves and neck buttoned, his straw hat squared. He, too, was a woodcutter, from upriver, and one of the few people Caleb and his father knew in the forests that banked the Ohio. The fact that he was colored mattered little to Caleb, or to his father, or to Bod for that matter, and they shared a raft tied in the backwash a few miles upstream.
"You all right, son?"
Bod asked, touching off his cigarette, the smell of sulfur filling the air.
"I'm all right,"
Caleb said, setting his shovel into the dirt with his foot.